Blog Talk Radio.
This is Zendaya Morrell, and you're tuned into Dollhouse Radio. And without further ado, it's time for the true front to back. Take it away, bitches.
Hello, and you're listening to the truth front to back. I'm Phil. For
on Dollhouse Radio.
Oh, she's here.
Sorry.
There she is.
Your host and my co-host is Karen Fisher.
Hey.
Say hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yep.
Thank you. Desiree might be having some connectivity issues on the phone. Can you hear us, Desiree? I guess she is not with us at the moment. So I am Karen Fisher. Desiree should be back with us shortly. And you are listening to The Truth Front to Back. Tonight, our special guest is Lolly Inc. I'm really excited to have her on. If you guys have any questions for myself or Desiree or Lolly, please call in 646-595-4038. And you have to press 1. A lot of people don't press 1, and then they say that they couldn't talk to us and they wanted to. So make sure you press 1. And, we'd love to hear what you have to say and answer your questions. If you guys didn't know, I had a new theme come out this week for Mean Bitches Glenn. If you're not familiar with his work, he is into female domination and face-sitting. So if you are a fan of my big booty and have fantasies about me sitting on your face, you should go check out the new theme. It is at meanbitches.com. And is Desiree back yet?
Okay, I'm a fan of your big booty.
You are.
So now, while we're waiting on Desiree to, when we fix the technical difficulties. Oh, as you all know, everyone, I am the producer of Tooth Fun Back, having Hollywood Clark, and I'm going to give myself a hand since I'm controlling Lord. Okay.
It's always good to give yourself a hand.
Yeah, so when, now this new thing you got going on, now when did you film these scenes?
I did the one for Glenn at the beginning of May. So pretty quick turnaround. The first week. Yeah.
This is new stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's within the month. So it's already out. It's a fun theme. I sat on his face. I smacked him. I verbally degraded him. The whole scenario is that he is my husband. And he lost his job. Since he lost his job, I pretty much just decided that he's a loser and he needs to become my slave. And from now on, he is just, good for nothing but licking my ass, licking my pussy, doing all my errands.
That's
the premise.
Who got the... now, wait a minute now. That doesn't sound like much of a punishment. Now, if that was me, I would be trying to be your husband.
I smacked him. I was mean to him. So there was like a little, and there's no sex. And I told him I'm going to start having sex with everybody else except for him. No, I did jerk him off, but he's, my slave. Slaves don't give up sex. Slaves just get like hand up. Or maybe they can jerk themselves off. Slaves don't get to actually have sex, though. In case you didn't know the rules of being a slave, now you know. Slaves don't get to have sex.
and what company filmed that with you? And who was the who was the lucky bastards?
God.
Have sex with you and the... The
one who got the hands off.
Unlucky bastard.
Yeah, honestly, I hate to say this, I cannot remember his name. And as I'm looking at the scene right now, it's not say his name. He's really cool. He's not a well-known performer. But he's very good. He was like a stuntman for like Knott's Berry Farm, so he knows how to like take a slap. He told me how to like do an on-camera slap, so I learned some new acting skills with this one. The company is meanbitches.com. Glenn King, he was a director for Elegant Angel, Evil Angel, but he has now branched off onto his own. So his fans on sites have always been really well known.
Great. Nice job. I do think we have Desiree back, so I'm gone.
Okay. Hi.
Hey, nice to have you back.
I know. It's a freak, man. Yes, I know. Thank you for... Thank
well,
you
we
for holding it down while
back.
I was gone.
Thank you.
So, catch me up to what we were talking about.
We were talking about my new scene on meanbitches.com that just came out.
Oh, you did one with Glenn?
Yeah. I've done a couple with him. He's a really cool guy. He always has snacks on set, so I like that. And, he's just really cool. Like, he's funny. He's smart. I like him. I'm a Glenn King fan.
Oh, I met Glenn once on the radio show, but that was pretty cool in L.A., so that was awesome. But never got a chance to shoot with him, so. So, what are our topics today?
Well, we have Lolly Inc. as a guest. I was also going to discuss a new thing I have with my website called Panty of the Month Club. I have people ask me all the time to buy my panties, so now you can get a membership to my site. I get a pair of my panties every single month shipped to your door for $44.95. And that's still the normal option. If you want a pair of panties as well, that I've actually worn, yeah, there's now that option. So I hope so. You will take advantage of that.
So all the non-panty slippers, there's $24.95?
Yeah. So the regular price is $24.95. If you don't want my panties, if you want my panties, it's just an extra $20. And that includes shipping. And actually, if you don't know, shipping is expensive.
Panties are expensive when they come in the bra, but they don't know that. They think it's cheap.
Yeah, yeah. I just shipped I've been selling a lot of my stuff on Abbeybitch, and I just shipped a pair of shoes to someone, and it was like $20. I was like, damn. So shipping is, obviously shoes are heavier than a pair of panties, though. So.
Oh, yes. Two shoes can cost 10 pounds.
Yeah.
In TSA, I've learned that. So, all right, we're going to pay some fucking bills, and we'll be right back on the Truth Fighting Back on Dollhouse Radio.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio, email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laree, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, yeah, we making love like Usher in the club. Come on. Little mama got her eyes on me. We throw a half on the baby in the VIP. Let's go. We busting champagne corks in the air. Shaking up the bottle, throwing bubbles everywhere.
Yes,
all days, party nights, welcome to my world. I'm on the dance floor stepping with a very freaky girl. Pop a champagne like we just won the title. DJ's cutting and going on my finals. Bottle after bottle, drinking like it's no tomorrow. Politicking with a mile. Bottle body looking like a bottle.
Wow.
Posing for the pictures like it's for a magazine. Jimmy Choo pumps with the painted on jeans. We gon' make this a night to remember while the record plays. Looking for a secretary, shawty, what's your resume? I'ma play the full court press, she love the way I ball. Rubbing on the waistline and blamed it on the alcohol. I got a star struck, 2 hands up in the back of the VIP playing 2 hand touch. Yeah. Bottle after bottle, it's on. And I'm gone. We gon' party till the lights come on. Champagne, we copping Patron, taking shots of the zone. We gon' party till the lights come on. Yeah. Drinking dark liquor tonight, all my liquor is light. We gon' party till the lights come on. It's a Kodak moment tonight, we get right. We gon' party till the lights come on. Damn, you look good, girl, back that ass up.
Damn.
Step behind the velvet rope and fill your glass up.
Whoa.
Sip a little bubbly with an eligible bachelor.
Yes.
My future looking bright, taking off like NASA.
Yo.
Smoking on homegrown, fresh from Nebraska. Left wrist looking like the heart of Alaska. Storybook finished, that's the end of that chapter. Shorty caught in a rapture, in love with a rapper. Show me what you're working with, mommy shaking it fast. Both hands gripping the bottle, I'm doing the dang dash. I'm in the club like 56, getting bit. Shorty want a bad boy like Puffy, but she innocent. Standing on the couch with my shoes on. Holding the club on fire, getting their groove on. Shorty grinding on me and doing the damn thing. My crew doing the same. Bling, bling, that's a fly guy thing. Pop bottle after bottle, it's on. And I'm gone. We gon' party till the lights come on. Got the champagne, the coffee, Patron. Taking shots of the zone. We gon' party till the lights come on. Yeah. Drinking dark liquor tonight. All my liquor is light. We gon' party till the lights come on.
Hey.
Kodak moment tonight, we get right. We gon' party till the lights go on. After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, we making love like Usher in the club. Little mama got her eyes on me. We gon' have on the baby in the VIP. Let's go. After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, we making love like Usher in the club.
Ooh, welcome back. You were just listening to Party Until the Lights Come On by Low. You're listening to Truth Fighting Back on Dollhouse Radio with your host, Desiree DeLuca, and my lovely co-host, sexy Karen Fisher. So tonight we're going to talk about some porn news. But Karen, I'll let you take the lead on this since, you know, I've been out for a while, so I've been out of the element.
So besides the biggest news, which is my thing coming out on MeBitches.com and my new Panty of the Month Club, there are some other things going on, believe it or not. It's not all about me. Keeping up, Kira Mia, the Kardashian parodies just came out. So I'm kind of excited about this. I don't know Kira Mia, but I like the whole concept. I guess she was a producer, performer, and actress. And she has launched Keeping Up with KiraMia.com, the official website for her debut, where you can find out all about the movie. I thought that was
kind of cool.
So she
did the Kardashian remake or like a
parody?
Yeah,
it's a spoof on the, it's a spoof on the popular TV series, you know, Keeping Up with Kardashian. So she has labeled it reality with an adult twist. It invites cameras into the private life of three sisters, a micromanaging mother, manager, and their friends and families as cameras capture their most intimate and risque encounters. 5 seconds.
Wow, that
cover a lot of sexual ground.
And it just launched.
Yeah. It's just coming out right now. So it's kind of an interesting movie. I would actually watch that movie, I think. I don't know why. I like have a love-hate relationship, not really a love-hate, but like a love-annoy relationship with Kim Kardashian. Like, I love her, but then I find her really annoying at the same time. I don't know. I'm like fascinated by her, but then at the same time I find her annoying. It's very strange.
Okay. All right, we lost Desiree again, so.
Okay.
I'm here. She's getting these technical difficulties. I was hearing some feedback, so I want to make sure that she got that all straightened out. I remember you mentioning this parody, this Kardashian parody, a while back.
I remember, yeah. Allison Moore, I believe, who was a guest on your show when I was
out
of the country,
was in the movie.
Yeah, so she was in the movie, and then I guess now now the movie's out. You guys can go check it out. It should be good. I don't know. Does Allison Moore have a big booty? I've never seen her booty.
Well, it's all right. She's more known for the girl next door looks and. You know, she's a very beautiful girl. Like, I've met her in person a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, she's cute. Yeah, I've seen her face. I never looked at her
out.
It's
all right. So I'm like, it's all right. You know, it's not Alexis Texas booty, but.
Yeah, she has a good butt.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Let me get your best butts.
Like in the whole world?
Let's say in the porn world, we like to give the porn star the props, but don't include yourself. Who's your 4 favorite butts? And we're gonna make. Of course, we always gotta big you up, so we're gonna make you 1 of the 5. What's your other four best butts in the porn industry?
You know, I think Kendra Lust. She has a great ass.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes,
she has a great ass. I would say Julie Cash, too. Her butt is big and firm and round. And, you know, these are the only, because I have to see the girl's butt in person. So
Right. There's
some girls that I just, and so I don't really know. Alexis Texas, she's definitely one of them. She has a great ass. Sophie B. Sophie has a great ass.
She's hot. Have you ever worked with one of my favorite porn stars is Gianna Michaels. Have you ever worked with Gianna Michaels?
I've never met. You know, I saw her once in like the office of Reality Kings,
right. But
I did not look at her ass. She was kind of dressed down, so I didn't get a good idea of like what her body looked like. I mean, I've seen her in photos.
She's very tall.
Right. Yeah, I'm tall too. So.
Yeah. You two maybe around the same height. Is it? Now, what's your height without shoes? What's your height?
I'm 5'8".
Yeah, you guys maybe around the same. I think she's like 5'9", maybe. But you guys right around the same. Yeah, those are great asses that you mentioned.
those would be like, my top four that I've seen in person. But there's a lot, honestly. I mean, porn has a lot of great asses, so.
Yeah.
So it's hard to,
I would have to say to my, my mount, I always like to do this. My like Mount Rushmore of booties I do a Mount Rushmore for everything. Like this past week, I just sit around, you know, because I like have a lot of time on my hands. So I like sit around and like in my office and think of like dumb shit. Like last week I was doing the Mount Rushmore of funny women. So if you had to put a Mount Rushmore, I know it's a little off topic, but if you had to do your Mount Rushmore of funny women, who would be on your Mount Rushmore? So I'm going to tell you mine. And
my woman is
dope. Funny women, you know, regular, not porn funny
okay.
women. It's just regular, but this is my Mount Rushmore, and my list is dope. I have Carol Burnett.
Okay,
Lucille Ball. I have Vicki Lawrence.
I don't know who that is.
And a lot of people didn't agree with me because they didn't like her. But I had Joan Rivers on mine. I thought Joan Rivers was funny. And a lot of people said,
"No,
not Joan Rivers."
I watched one of her shows where she like went and got a medical marijuana prescription, and then she went and got in the hot tub with all her clothes on. It was so funny. I would say Joan Rivers would be on my list. I really like Tina Fey. I like Chelsea Handler. And my fourth one would be Conan O'Brien. He's not really a woman, but I'm just putting him on the list anyway. He's close enough. No, I love him. Excuse me.
So you're putting Conan O'Brien on your list. That's so funny. Would he be on your men?
He would be on the men and the woman because I think he could go either way. Yeah, he'd be the Mount Rushmore men and female comedian.
Wow.
He's very funny. So funny. Yeah.
Unbelievable. So you just put Conan on both lists.
I know, I'm like, damn, I hope Conan, I hope it doesn't get back to Conan. Sorry, Conan.
Now,
I love you.
Interesting, I don't know if we talked about this, but a couple of weeks ago, it seemed like it really went off pretty well. In New York, I think she did it, she may have did it other places too. Bonnie Rotten was doing the topless, she was walking around the city tired, and she actually got a lot of good feedback. She was walking around New York City. I believe it was Madison Square Park. Not Madison Square Garden. It's like the park outside near Madison Square Garden. It's called Madison Park. She was walking around Madison Park topless. Did you read about that? It was like a couple of weeks ago.
No, I had no idea. So she was just walking around topless in the park?
Yeah, it was for... It was for like speaking out for, you know, nudity or what have you. And she actually really got a lot of good reviews. Like, she's, a lot of people really like her right now. She's, you know.
Yes, she's very popular.
TMZ was covering it. And, you know, once again, it was good. It was actually good mainstream coverage for porn because she didn't really get a lot of negative feedback. So I wanted to shout Bonnie Rotten out for that.
I think that's actually really cool because, one, the pervy part of me is like, heck yeah, everybody just walk around without their shirts on. But also, like, the feminist part of me is like, you know what? If guys can walk around without their shirts on, women should be able to as well. So we're all born naked. It's natural. You know, so I think that's awesome. Way to go, Bonnie. Yeah.
I was loving that. Because I love Bonnie Rotten. I think we have our host back here, so I'm going to go back to you guys, much more interesting to me.
Hello.
Back
Hello.
Again.
This time I love tonight.
I know.
Okay. All right, so who was walking naked in Central Park?
Bonnie Rotten.
Get out.
But not naked, topless. You know, because
Did
now, like,
get
a lot of these sites. No, in a lot of states, I don't know the laws in every state, but in a lot of states, it is not illegal. Like, it's socially frowned upon, but it is not illegal to walk around topless. So she was not arrested.
I need to start walking around New York topless.
You should. You might not like all the attention. Because I'm sure you get attention anyways, and then that's just going to be, like, crazy.
We should walk around New York topless.
We should. Bonnie gave us a great idea. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do that tonight. Who knows? Who knows
right,
where the
yes,
night will lead.
I know. Like, so, who is it? Lolly Inc., right?
Yeah, tonight we have Lolly Inc. I met her recently. She's very nice.
Is she on the line now, or?
I don't know. Hollywood, is she on the line? Or Heaven? Should I call you Heaven or Hollywood?
You call me either one. You can call me either one.
Sir?
Okay. Yes, I believe she is on the line. I believe Lolly Inc. is on the line. She can say hello. I believe I do have her.
Yes, I'm on the line.
Sorry for
Yay.
The feedback. Is Lolly, you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Thank you for joining us on Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio with myself, a.k.a. Boobzilla, Desiree DeLuca, and my lovely co-host, Karen Fisher.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
So, can you tell us for the people that do not know you, a little bit about yourself?
Okay, I started in the business about 3 years ago in 2012. Since then, I've worked for pretty much every major company in the business. But before that, I was also was a dancer and also a cosmetologist.
Oh,
nice.
Wow. So you did hair or
yes,
did makeup?
Hair. I was a hairstylist.
So how is that transitioning from going into that to porn?
I know, it sounds like a big transition. You're, like, doing hair and then porn now. I also was, like, a glamour promotional model for many, many years. So, you know, hair was something that, you know, I made money at. And then, you know, you had your glam promotional modeling I did on the side. So after I got tired with hair, I got my pictures redone, my portfolios, you know, all up to date. And I noticed as my pictures were riskier and showing a lot more that it was something that I liked to see. So that's when I decided that I wanted to go into adult modeling.
Awesome. So I have a question. Since you've done adult modeling for a while, when you're on set, since you are a hairstylist, do you get annoyed when other people are trying to do your hair?
Yeah, and what about the makeup? Because honestly, I've had some makeup artists, and I'm like, I could have done a better job. You suck. So do you ever get that?
You know, I do get that a lot, and it sucks. But, you know, I was on set one time, and, you know, I was waiting to get my makeup done, and there was a girl in the makeup chair, and she was, like, flipping out on the makeup artist, right? And, you know, I'm just watching this happen, and that's when, like, the head guy from this company comes in and was just like, get her out of the chair, get her out. I don't want her on set, get her out. And so I've learned from watching that girl, you know. So I tend to just be, you know, very nice. If I don't really like something,
yeah.
You know, I kind of keep it to myself and, you
know,
we'll go
in
the bathroom.
I'll say in a nice way, like, hey, sorry, I'm interrupting. I'll say in a nice way, like, hey, could you do this a little different? But, yeah, you definitely cannot be mean to a makeup girl.
No. So what do you have, like,
instructions?
What do you have new coming out, Miss Lally?
I have a lot that has came out. The movie Inked, that's by Wicked Productions, directed by Axel Braun.
Yeah, and congratulations on that.
Thank you. And then there's also Tattooed Girls from James Dean Productions.
Was that directed by?
James Dean. James Dean.
Awesome.
How is that working with him?
He was awesome. I will say that total, like, jaw-dropping, you know, because you're not expecting that. I didn't really, you know, research or know too much about him. So going in on it, I was just thinking, you know, oh, he's going to be like normal, you know. But leaving the set, I was like, wow, he was good.
So did you actually work with him or was he just the director?
No, I actually did the scene with him.
Okay, nice. I've never worked with him, so I always wondered, like, how he was. But he's very, like, famous, so you think he must know what he's doing.
Yes, he's very, like, dominating. So I love that.
Okay, so you're into, you like to be dominated.
Yes.
You're a little submissive.
Like, so you're submissive. I can never be submissive. I'm sorry.
I could do both, but I prefer to be dominated.
I'm more dominant.
I'm not so far. People think that I would be submissive because I'm kind of quiet. Obviously not right now, but at times. But I don't like to be dominant. I like, I don't know. Anyway, this is about you, not about me. sorry, I talk a lot. So I actually met Lally in person a few weeks ago, and her body is fucking amazing. And she told me she hates to exercise and she doesn't exercise, and I almost jumped up and strangled her because I was like, how is that possible? But you don't work out at all. You're just like naturally have fucking perfect body.
Well, I mean, I do little exercises, but I'm not like a hardcore person at the gym, you see, you know, every week.
Yeah.
So who is your agent?
I'm with OC Modeling.
You're with OC, and you just recently signed with the lovely Rub PR?
Yes, I love Erica.
We love Erica.
Yeah, Erica's awesome. I also see you just signed with, you have a lot going on. You just signed with A-List Features. So
oh, yes,
anybody
Featured
wants
Dancing.
To see you, yeah, if anybody wants to see you featuring, definitely tell Club to book her. And you have your new website coming out. What are you going to have on your site?
My site is going to be, like, so much of a variety is what I want. So you're going to see everything from, you know, girl to even fetish solo to a little bit of, you know, hardcore.
Right on.
Awesome.
Now, I want to ask you one more thing. How was it work? What was it like working with Axel?
Definitely different. you know, because I've worked with Brad Armstrong's crew and I've worked with Kevin Moore's crew and stuff. So his crew was, you know, different because, you know, there's a lot of, it's a lot of the same people, you know.
Okay.
And so I didn't know anyone really on set or whatnot. But it was definitely, you know, a good experience, so.
Right on.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. So, Karen, do you have any more questions for her? Sorry, I'm coming back from 3 weeks being out and being in the hospital,
yeah.
So it's like.
Sick. So, have you done any featuring? Or is this kind of, I know you've been a dancer, so it's kind of like a natural, just like a natural extension of that. Is this going to be like your first time?
Yeah, like because I was a dancer for about 5 years, so but never
okay.
a feature dancer. So this is like going to be really exciting for me, and you know I've been waiting for this. So
yeah, I bet you have a stripper look. Like you have you're thin, you're hard bodied, you have huge boobs, you have, you know, really light blonde hair, you're really tan. So you fit like the feature dancer persona. So good luck to you on all of that.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us?
Nope. Just fans can reach out on me on Twitter at LollyInkXX. And then also look for my site, lollyinkxxx.com. And fans can also go on there, and there's a blog up there right now. They can, you know, leave their email address, and they'll be notified and be the first people to know, you know, when it's going to launch. So that's up there for that.
Do you have an approximate launch date for your site?
I don't. I'm just, you know, working really hard. Anytime that I have off, you know, I'm always trying to, you know, find, you know, people that are, you know, people that I like that, you know, have free time off as well. But it's hard, you know, because working around other people's schedules. And
yeah, sometimes it's hard to coordinate. Well, I've had my own site for a really long time, sexykarenxxx.com. So if you ever want to do content, whether it's like girl-girl or fetish or whatever, definitely let me know because I'm always shooting.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. So I actually, you know, yeah, I definitely need more girl-girl. So.
Okay, awesome. Awesome.
I got to jump in. I got to ask a question. I'm the producer here in Hollywood. I would give myself another hand, but I did it already. I do want to ask you a question because I'm looking at your this film that you just shot and the one that you worked with Axel, and it was a James Dean production. Did you do a scene with James Dean? Was he in that? And Axel? So did you work with? I know Kevin Moore directed it. But
Kevin Moore was actually
he did My Dad's Hot Wife. Okay.
Right.
Tattoo Girls was James Dean.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Did you do a scene with James Dean?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was actually a reality like a scene. So like the camera's not supposed to be there.
Does he have a big one?
I'm not going to say it was a big one. It was a perfect one. You know, it was just the perfect right size, you know.
Not too big, not too small. Yeah.
He's an amazing performer. I'll give him that.
So, Axel Braun and James Dean. Girl, you can retire. She said, now, I have to ask this question because he's like the king of this. Did Axel Braun make you squirt? Did you do it? Did you do a see? Because that, you know, that's what he's the master of that.
Is
he?
I think that's Marcus London.
Oh no, I know. Yeah, Axel Braun is actually a director, and he directed Inked for the movie that I was in.
Right.
I did not do a scene with him.
Oh, you didn't do a scene with him. Oh, so maybe he didn't do a scene. Yeah, he's like, he used to do these squirt videos where he would teach men. He would have a bunch of the performers.
Marcus London. I swear you're thinking of Marcus London. Because I worked with Marcus London and did that same team. So I'm like, I think you're thinking of Marcus London.
Nope, it's Axel Braun. Axel Braun. He doesn't do scenes anymore, but in this thing, he was strictly showing that he had some performers there, some male performers, and had some female performers that was in. Actually, I think Cytheria was one of the girls that was in the scene, and he was teaching the guys, you know, how to, you know, make the woman squirt. He said that he can make any woman squirt, even if they've never done it
before.
Are
you sure it's not Marcus London? I swear.
Positive.
If it is, then
Marcus London
totally
like
ripped his idea. Yeah. Because that's what Marcus London does. He does the exact same thing. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
I've worked with him,
I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right, so they both did that. Have you ever worked with Marcus London?
Yes, I did work with him. I worked with him in a scene for Nuru. It was like a massage scene. And, of course, he did make me squirt. but I wasn't surprised. So.
did you think he was going to be able to do it?
Well, you know, I heard, you know, like the rumors, and I looked him up about the video, it being true that he can make any girl squirt, you know. And I've actually... I don't squirt every time I, you know, have intercourse. But if a guy knows what he's doing, then I, you know, I do. And so I kind of was thinking I was going to. And then also the guys that were directing and stuff, they kind of were like whispering or, you know, you hear their chit-chat of them saying, okay, let's see, when is he going to make her squirt now, you know?
Okay. Well, I got all my questions in. Our host is back. Oh, no, she's not back. She's really having a lot of difficulties. But I saw that, and I was like, man, under her resume, and she's got some, you know, she's already got some legendary names. And like you said, James Dean, from what they say, he's a great performer, very professional as well.
Yeah. He, like, makes you feel like, you're almost like tricked into, you know, you're like after the scene, I'm like, oh my gosh, like you feel like the connection or, you know, chemistry, but he's just amazing at what he does, you know, acting, sex, everything.
Right.
Right on. That's the best kind of guy to work with. Yeah. It's good to work with someone who really gets into it and like, I don't, yeah. Where it's an experience. It's not just like performing, because performing is fun too, but where it's, I don't know. Do you know what I mean, Molly? Are you feeling me?
Yeah, no. It's always, I feel that it's always tough when it's a guy that's not really into it, that is just, you know, like you said, performing. It doesn't make you into it, you know?
Yeah,
so
it is. I'm like, well, what? I don't want to be here, so fuck, I don't want to be here either. Yeah. Or he's disinterested.
So one thing, and we're talking with Molly Inc. Before you go, I want you to shout out your Twitter and once again tell everyone about T-Dwell, the website. And
Tell us your Twitter and your website. Just really quickly,
a quick word of advice or what to just give some of the up-and-comers out there or women that are thinking about going into the donut industry. Give them your best piece of advice going into the game. And then shout your stuff out again.
Okay. Going into the game or, you know, the adult industry, I would advise, you know, anyone to just start off slow and don't put everything on your plate at once, you know. That's going to give you a longer span in the industry and definitely a better experience because you're going to be, you know, comfortable with everything you do.
That's good.
So, and then also,
awesome.
too, Oh, and then you can, for all the fans out there, you can get a hold of me on Twitter at LollyInkXX, and then look for my new site coming up, LollyInkXXX.com.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you, Lolly, so much for being on the show.
Did
you have any callers for her?
Okay. No, everyone's scared. As usual.
Yeah, they like to listen, but they don't like to talk. Okay, I thought I'd ask them. Well, thank you. Have a great night, and good luck with everything. I'm sure
thank
we'll be
you.
Hearing
nice
more about
you
in the
then.
Future. Okay, bye.
All right, thank you.
Awesome. Yeah,
so do we have Desiree back?
Yes.
Yes, so when she told me she didn't work out, I was like, oh, my God, the world is not fair. But she's very sweet. I love it. Like, I like her. If she wasn't so nice, I would have been mad. But I was like, she's so nice.
She is
nice.
She
deserves to be naturally skinny.
from what I heard, bits and pieces, she seems very nice and sweet. And Erica's listening, so we have to say very nice things anyway. So I'm just joking, Erica.
No, I really did. I liked her. I liked her, and I thought, oh, my God, her body is
no, I know, but
perfect.
I just had to say that because Erica's listening.
Hi, Erica.
Oops.
Hi, Erica. We love you, Erica.
We love you, Erica. The Rub
Erica
PR.
Erica's a publicist. Yeah, in case anybody, like, is wondering who the hell is Erica, Erica's our publicist, the Rub PR. She's very cool.
Yeah, so if you're serious about your career, you can contact her.
Absolutely.
So do we have any callers? We don't have any callers?
No, I'm
glad.
It's so weird. We have 130 people on hold. I don't get it.
What?
Yeah, there's 130 people on hold. And
well,
we already told them, press 1, guys, if you want to talk. I don't know whether they get scared or what.
Well, maybe they're shy or they're it's intimidating. It's intimidating to talk to porn stars, you know? It's intimidating.
Yeah, it is. You know, the guy that keeps calling up, you guys have a very avid listener, and he calls up every week. And Desiree, when you were gone, he called up again, spoke to Karen last week.
Karen's guy, Erica, with her.
Yeah, Karen's guy. He called up and told us once again he was a virgin.
I did listen to one of the episodes while I was in the hospital. That something about Bin Laden. What was that about, Karen? Bin Laden watches porn? Are you serious?
Oh yeah, yes. When they found Bin Laden, he had a bunch of porn.
That is so. I don't believe that shit. I was texting Erica, and I was like, that is so bullshit because. He's Muslim. He is
doesn't
Muslim.
Matter. My friend, I have a close friend, her husband's Muslim. He loves porn. Loves porn sharks. Loves fucking all different
things. Yeah, but he's Americanized,
he will not
right?
Eat pork. He will not eat pork. He will not drink alcohol. He will not smoke a cigarette. He will
watch
all
porn.
All kind of bitches. What?
But he'll watch porn.
He'll watch porn, and he's not from this country. So,
wow.
You know, everybody, I'm a big believer, and everybody has their vice. You know what I mean? And especially, like, people who are so
no, I know, but it's
like
just like, I know that it's a big part of, it's against their religion. So, you know, I studied that a long, many years ago.
It's against a lot, I mean, it's against Christianity, too, but a lot of Christians, do you know what I'm saying? So it doesn't.
I'm a PK. I'm a PK, a preacher's kid, and I love porn when I'm supposed to.
Well, you're just a freak of nature, that's all, it's, you know.
And honestly, like, yeah, so. I don't know. I have a lot.
Good old
to say,
good old Bin Laden. Let's go to the Throwback Thursday song of the week.
Throwback Thursday. That was Bin Laden watching porn. That was just. I was like, what the hell? I went into a laughing attack at the hospital, which was not good because everyone's like, you can't do that, Desiree. I'm like, you have no idea what I just heard. She's like, but you can't
you
be on the phone either.
Oh my
it was
God.
Funny. It was hilarious. It made me laugh. That was hilarious. So, but
oh,
it's a wrap for tonight.
We're going to go to the Throwback Thursday song of the week, and then we'll come back and you can tell us, tell your fans, you know, a little bit about, you know, what you did to entertain yourself, you know, while you were waiting to be released from the hospital. So
yeah, we want to know.
Fans were all looking for you.
Not
so
much looking for. Oh yeah, but I'll go into that after the break. Yeah. So we're gonna pay some motherfucking bills and we'll be right back. You're listening to Dollhouse Radio, or you're listening to Truth. Yeah.
Dollhouse.
Listening to Love Hangover by Diane Ross on the Truth Front and Back. For all you horny motherfuckers, you're listening to Dollhouse Radio. I am Desiree DeLuca, and my co-host is Sexy Karen Fisher.
Hey.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
So, we're going to wrap it up tonight. Do we have any callers or questions? Heaven?
Hello? Nope. Earth to heaven.
Now we have 97 that people are feeling that the show is winding down. So now we have 97 people on hold, but still no one wants to talk.
No one that wants to talk.
Yeah,
no one wants to talk.
I think during the week we have to maybe give like a tutorial or something to people. Call and talk to you girls.
Well,
so
I think we're going
to
have to, like,
emails all the time asking ridiculous questions. Why can't they
right.
just call on us now? They, yeah, all day long I get these, like, crazy emails, but they can't call on us.
So maybe,
well,
maybe
I think Sharon, you intimidate
start,
them.
Maybe girls should start doing that then. Maybe you just, girls should start reading your email questions on, you know, over the air. So that way,
yeah,
the
we
people
could do
who
that.
Ask those questions.
Or Maybe we can just advertise that any caller that calls in can fill up Karen's boobies.
Or maybe they could fill up your boobies. Or maybe they could fill up Heaven's dick.
Mm.
Well, I don't know about that.
Female,
like, And all
the females.
You can't discriminate based on sex, Heaven. Sorry.
You cannot, no. Yeah. If a gay guy wants to touch your cock, you have to let him touch your cock.
All right.
We have to play the game. He's like, okay.
Because we have to do it. I have to do it.
Take one for the team.
Take one for the team. Because I do all the time when I'm at conventions and girls want to say, oh, can I touch your boobies? And Karen knows, like, I am not one for females to touch my boobs.
Yeah, definitely is not into
it. I'm like, don't fucking touch my boobs. Don't touch me, period. You're not a man, so you should not touch me.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
My God. Well,
it's hilarious,
if you can't,
but it's funny.
Yeah, if you didn't know, she's not bisexual at all, by any means.
Yeah.
So now that must be time. I know I'm taking up all you girls' time. I shouldn't.
No,
be,
it's
but,
fine.
You know, So now it being in the adult entertainment business and adult industry and adult films, what do you have, like a personal Desiree DeLuca disclosure, like no female, no girl on girl scenes or what?
Yeah. Well, you can tell, like, people, you can just
yeah,
say
you mean
you
for, like, for in the industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, when I had an agent out in L.A., I would tell him, no, you fill out a do and don't list. So
right.
He would call me a lot of times and say, okay, I got a shoot for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. What do you have for me? Oh, I have a girl. And sorry, I don't do girl. Better go back to the drawing board. Well, come on, Desiree. Come on. Can't you just do it? And I'm like, no. I was like, I don't feel comfortable, and I'm not going to do it. So, no, I don't do girl. So, no, I already told you. It's on my don't list.
Okay.
Yeah, so
if you don't like it, you shouldn't do it. Because it won't be 15, so I don't know why he's pushing you.
Yeah, and he was like, can't you just be a yes girl? And I'm like, I'm definitely not a yes girl. I'm sorry.
And that is what a
yes girl is, right?
Let's explain it to people who don't know. This is truth front and back. So
yeah.
Explain to people who don't know what a yes girl is.
A yes girl is just agrees with everything. Like, if you're a man and you have a female and you tell her, I want to do this, and she'll be like, okay, honey, okay, no problem, yes, no problem, yes, 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 yes. Fuck that, no.
Karen,
no.
Do they use that
no.
a lot? Is that
no.
like porn? Is that like porn lingo? Do they use that a lot in the porn world? Oh, yes, he's a yes girl.
Well, that was the first time I heard it, but I mean, I've heard
yeah,
it
like,
in the street, but, you know, but I'm definitely not one of those girls, a yes girl.
There are definitely some girls who will do, and I actually have a lot of really successful girls.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do anything, but then there are some successful girls that are, like, pretty choosy, but I do know some girls who are very, very popular, work all the time, and they will literally do anything. Like, they will just not say no. And I don't know if it's because they really like everything or just because they, you know.
I think it's because I met one and we met her in Vegas. She was at your birthday party, not in Vegas, in California.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of.
She's not even that popular. I don't know. Anyway, but go on.
Right. So, but you know who I'm talking about, right? I'm not a big fan of her.
Yeah, no, I know who you're talking about.
Okay, so I'm trying to be respectful without mentioning her name because, you know, I don't want to hear a phone call from Erica later. But anyway, yeah, she
you're
is.
So discreet.
Right. I pretty much spelled it out, but except for saying her name. She is basically, oh, yeah, I'll do this, I'll do that. Like, I'm like, would you fuck a tranny? Yeah, yeah, no problem. Yeah, as long as it's
money
giving
drain,
me money. Right.
Right.
Or would you fuck a grandma? Oh, yeah, 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 no problem.
Were you fucking old guy? Oh, yeah, yeah, no problem. Like, you know, I'm like, really? Do you have any fucking boundaries? Do you have any limits? Do you have any, like, limitations? Like, come on now. Because think
as
about
long
it.
As
like,
the money's real,
like,
huh?
Well, regardless about the money, because, like, Lola?
Mm-hmm.
Lolly.
Lolly. Well, she said that you have to take it easy. Newcomers that come into the business, you have to take it easy. You have to go slow. All these girls that come in and like, yes, 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 I'll do this. Yes, 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 I'll do a gangbang. Yes, I'll fuck a granny. Yes, I'll fuck a tranny. Yes, I'll fuck a gay guy. Yes, I'll do anything you want me to do. Like, after 6 months, where are you going in your career?
Right. You're washed up.
Well, you've given everything up. Yeah.
You've given everything
up. They can't even market you for featured dancing. That's how bad it is.
Wow.
Depending. There's a few girls, like Brie Olsen did everything off the back, and she was very popular. You know, she's still very popular.
Yeah,
she's still popular, but you have to
space it out. Like,
she's the exception to the rule, you know.
Vicky Bed is another one, too.
She came in and did everything. But you know, those are kind of exceptions to the rule. It's better to do, even if you like it, just hold off. Just don't do everything. Make them want more. Yeah.
Yeah, you want your fans to be like, oh, I want Karen Fisher to do this. I want Desiree DeLuca to do this. I want, you know, Heaven Hollywood to do this. You know,
you want...
Yes. Yes, include me. I want to feel included.
So, but you want your fans to be on the boards and requesting you, because if you do everything and what...
So, like,
what,
we've already done
I mean,
it all.
Heaven, you're a man, so, like, if you have, like, a favorite star and she does everything, like, what do you have to look forward to?
Yeah, absolutely right. I totally agree with you. I eventually want them to do everything, but, you know, not right off the bat. Because, like you said, you know, what you had to look forward to. But let me just
Nobody
make it clear, I do want them to do everything.
Yeah, of course you want them to do everything.
Okay, we have to go. We're out of time, girls.
We are out of time.
Yes,
all right, well, thank you for listening to Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radios. All you horny motherfuckers, listen to us next week. Tune in. Make sure you press 1 to talk. And
yes.
The first 10 people that call in and actually talk to us, Karen Fisher will send you some of her panties.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. How about this? The first time we would talk, why don't you girls, Desiree, you send 5, a booster picture of your boobs, and Karen, you send 5 a exclusive Twitter picture.
I'm not sending 5
of
my bras. I'll send 5 of my panties.
Boobs, no, pictures of your boobs. An exclusive picture.
Oh, pictures
picture
of my boobs.
Of your
boob,
yeah.
I think you said 5 of my boobs. I'm like... Not 5 bras.
No. You will send 5 of them, an exclusive Twitter pic of the blue picture. Not a picture that anyone else. You snap a picture for them and send it to them.
I will send personally 5 pictures to the 5 lucky people that call in for me, and I'll even actually put a sign up with your name exclusively for you.
Wow,
hell, I'm calling.
All right, and then Karen, what are you going to do, Karen?
I'm going to be the first caller.
I know, I'm going to be the first caller. I'm going to be the first caller.
Karen, what are you going to do?
I'm going to be the
freaking
caller.
Karen, what are you going to do for your fans? The first 5 callers that call for you.
I'll do the same. Same. I'm the same thing.
There you go.
You're going to
I'm creative. This is the same thing as you. So,
all right, boobies.
We hope
all right, so you'll get
you.
Boobie pics?
Sure. Why not?
And if
what
you guys
hell?
Are
right.
lucky, you might get us together.
Mm.
Ooh, so you have something to look forward to for next week.
Yeah, 4 boobies and 1 pic. Wow, like that's awesome.
Nice.
So call
all
in
right.
next week.
And then those who call in for Heaven, he'll send you a cock pic.
He'll send you a dick pic.
Yeah, even if it's a guy, I'll take one for the team.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. But I won't
put
a sign on my
thank you guys for tuning. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in to Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. Have a good night.
Bye.